Speaking of Reliability, a podcast with good friends talking with you about reliability engineering topics. Welcome to Speaking of Reliability. Today's short is brought to you by Carl Carlson.
Welcome to a special edition of Speaking of Reliability. This is Carl Carlson. As Ascendo Reliability approaches its 500th episode, some of the contributors are sharing their most important reliability lessons in honor of that milestone. I'm very pleased to share with you what I consider some of my most important lessons learned in my reliability career. And in this podcast, I want to talk about the importance of focusing on the vital few methods. Let me begin with a story that goes back to early in my career as a reliability engineer and manager. One of my first assignments in the late 1980s was reliability manager of the Caprice program. The Caprice car, you might recall, was kind of a large, full-framed vehicle that became a police car as well as a sedan for customers. The challenge was I just got onto this job, and within less than 2 days, there's a major project meeting of all the management and all the contributors on this Caprice program. It's a very large conference room, lots of people, and I was supposed to present. One of the presentations was the reliability plan. So I had to put that together, had to first figure out what a reliability plan was, pulled out MIL Standard 785, got the Reliability Analysis Center blueprints for reliability programs, and started studying up with some textbooks on every conceivable reliability method that I could find. And I made 4 pages of typewritten methods, put them on. Back then we used flimsy machines to present, and had 4 flimsies going, and got to my point to present, and literally read to the boring receipt of all the people in the room each of the methods on these slides as the reliability plan for this program. Well, fast forward, I've learned many times, and I'm sure you have, that that's the wrong thing to do. The last thing you want to do is to consider every conceivable method of reliability as part of your plan. I've learned since then that it's important to focus on the vital few. The vital few reliability methods. Now, why is that? Well, first of all, we live in a world of limited resources. We live in a world for product development that is becoming faster and faster. Budgets are important. We just don't have the time to explore every conceivable method. So that's one reason. Number two is some methods are more important than others, given the circumstances of your program or project. And so what I've learned since then, and Fred and I talk about this in our new book that's upcoming, on reliability management, we have a chapter on what we call reliability gap assessment. And that's where you start with the reliability objectives and the vision for reliability, and you then move to the gaps. So you look at what the capability of the organization is, what the capability on certain methods are, and you identify the gaps between where you are today and where you need to be. And that then informs or helps you select the most important methods to achieve those gaps, to close those gaps and achieve the reliability objectives that you have for a given project. So that's a technique you can use. Experience, of course, is important. The maturity of the organization is important. So, but the real key here is to see for yourself that prioritizing and focusing your work and helping the organization do that from a reliability standpoint is a very important lesson to learn. This really comes down to what was researched by an Italian engineer by the name of Vilfredo Pareto. He lived from the mid-1800s to the early 1900s. Legend has it that one day he's a gardener, and one day he noticed that 20% of the pea plants in his garden generated 80% of the healthy pea pods. and this caused him to think about uneven distributions. He went on to apply mathematics to these distributions and applied it to many different areas. He investigated a lot of different industries and consistently found that about 80% of the results come from just 20% of the actions. So now we know that as the Pareto principle. Some call it the 80-20 rule. But it should guide us towards always trying to use the most important methods for reliability. Don't pick one particular method like a HALT or accelerated testing or FMEA and try to apply that to everything and all programs. For each program, knowing the unique circumstances of the program or project, select the right methods for that program. And that'll then sift through the dozens and dozens and dozens of methods in reliability, and there are many dozens, in order to find the ones that are most important. I also participate on volunteering professionally is on SAE, and there's a really good reliability handbook that's published by the SAE through the G41 committee called Reliability Program Handbook. And that outlines a lot of different methods for reliability. And of course, once again, the wrong action would be for a given project to try to implement all those methods. And the right action would be to use gap assessment to select the most important methods and then turn it into a viable, effective reliability plan. So I wanted to share that with you. I've learned that over and over and over, some of the most important life lessons we keep relearning. The importance of always trying to focus your efforts and trying to get to the vital few that are most important to impact the program or project you're working on, given the circumstances of that project. And I hope it's been helpful to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to today's Speaking of Reliability short. We look forward to hearing your stories. Head over to ascendoreliability.com/go/SOR and let us know what's been pivotal in your career. What have you learned that has made a difference?